shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Have you read the book of Zephaniah recently? What about Ecclesiastes or Titus? Well, if these books are a little unfamiliar to you, maybe it's because you've never read or studied the entire Bible. Actually, not many Christians have. But you can go through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee and do it every 5 years. We invite you to join with us in a very delightful and profitable time of studying God's Word right here on this station every weekday.
That's Through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Ed Day, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So grab a pen, take some notes, let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
I really believe that the greatest hindrance and the greatest enemy to prayer is that we spend most of our prayer life praying for things that we already possess. Things that have already been given to us. Lord, I ask you to be with me today. Come on now. Lord, I ask you to help me. Isn't that right? Isn't that how we pray? How many know he said, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. I am with you until the end of the age. Lord, be with me today. He's over there going, well, I'm already here. I'm right here with you. You're right, I'm here. I got you. Come on now. Hebrews says, because the Lord says he will never leave me or forsake me, I can boldly say that the Lord is my helper. Of whom shall I be afraid? So you ain't got to say, Lord, help me. He's already helping you. So what do? We spend our time and we spend all of our energy praying for things that we already have in our life. Things that God's already given us. And listen, I don't want to be rude to you, but because we're so ignorant of what we already have through the covenant with God, a lot of the praying that we do is in vain. And it's not that what we say doesn't touch God. God likes it when we communicate with him. It touches God when we pray. But when we pray those kind of prayers, those prayers aren't moving anything. They're not the prayers of faith. They're not releasing anything in our life. Listen, if I spend my whole life praying for things that I already have, I never get the joy of celebrating answered prayer. Amen. The joy of having the prayer answered. And I spend my whole life believing that God answers some prayers, but he don't answer others. Well, I don't know why he answered that for them. They got a miracle. I ain't got a miracle. I ain't had a miracle in 2 years. I've been going to church. I ain't going to church no more. Well, you ain't praying right. I mean, every now and then, you know, you'll bump into something. I mean, a miracle will show up every now and then. And you see, like, you know, and but what happens is you miss the joy of going, wow, God is awesome. Look what he did. He just moves all the time. He's working all the time. We speak and we believe, therefore we speak. How many know we had some problems with the lights this morning? I'm just going to tell you right now. The lights were going, look like a strobe light here. They worked on them in the back. They reset the computer two or three times. They reset the circuit two or three times. And we pray. I come up here and I said, you know what, let's just pray. Father, we command these lights to function right. We declare that they're right. Lord, give Tim the strategy to figure it out. Bless him right now. In Jesus' name, we give you praise for it. Climbed up the ladder, bam, 5 minutes later, lights. Come on now. Lord, will you touch these lights? No. We declare and we decree over what God has given us. This is his equipment. This is his place. It's his stuff. We command it to work in the name of Jesus. We thank him for it. Amen? But we pray those kind of hope-so prayers and those feeling prayers and those prayers out of emotion and out of need. And sometimes we bump into something and we pray a little bit and we think, well, God answered that. I must be praying right. But we just accidentally just happened. Come on, amen? And that's the moment we just go, wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. We didn't jump up and down this morning when the lights come on and go, wow, that's amazing. We just said, God did it. Praise the Lord. Why? Because his word's true. Can you believe that God really works that way this morning with me? Amen. How many know even a blind squirrel finds an acorn every now and then? How many know God don't want you to be blind? He wants you to walk by faith. Listen, can I just tell you right now, that's why most people get bored when they pray. I'm going to pray for 30 minutes. Pacing the floor and walking in. Running back and forth and praying and praying and praying. Look at you watching. Oh, it's got to be at least 30 minutes. It's been 30 seconds. My God, this is harder than I thought it was. I done run out of things to say. See, we get bored and we don't see. Because we don't never see any result in our prayers. So we never get to the joy of celebrating the answered prayer. When God manifested in our life. That's what Jesus said. He said this in John 16 and verse 24. He said, up until now, you've asked nothing in my name. You haven't asked anything. But now ask, and watch this. And the reason why I want you to ask in prayer is that this is what I want for you, that your joy may be full. God delights in answering prayers. He delights in manifesting his miracles into our life. In other words, I want you to experience the joy of your Father giving you what you have asked for. Hallelujah. I want you to experience the joy of the kingdom of heaven being made manifest in your life. A religious mindset says, pray hard, try to convince God to give us something that he's really not sure if he wants to give it to us or not. But keep on praying, keep on confessing, and if we work him over hard enough, if we'll lose some weight and quit smoking, then he's going to answer the prayer, and sooner or later he's going to give in and say, oh, okay, I'm going to let you have it. You prayed for a year, okay, I'm giving in. That's a religious mindset. We laugh about that, but we do it. See, Jesus comes along and he said this. He said, little flock. He's talking about us. He said, little flock, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He said that in Luke chapter 12. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. God ain't holding out on you. He's not holding back from you. He's not withdrawing from you. If there's something missing or broken in your life, it's because you've withdrawn from him. You've backed away from him. You've walked away from the covenant. You've given up faith in the middle of the fight. Hallelujah. Do you realize today that God is not trying to hold out on you? Romans 8:32 says this. He said that he freely, with no contract, with no nothing, with no understanding with mankind, but he freely offered up his son Jesus. That's what he did. How many of you know that he offered up his son Jesus when there wasn't nobody asking for him to offer up his son Jesus? People weren't praying saying, God, send us your sacrifice, your perfect sacrifice, so we ain't got to live this way no more. Nobody was even praying that. He didn't do that because the world was seeking and the world was hungry or the world was thirsty for Jesus to come. God did that before there was ever anybody to even ask for Jesus, because Jesus was given as a sacrifice before the world was ever created. My Bible tells me that he was the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. God intended for you to be restored into the kingdom. His attention was sure. See, some believers struggle whether or not God wants to give them a breakthrough with their house payment. And at the same time, they don't understand that he already gave us Jesus. Well, God, if you'll just help me with my Toyota payment. No, you don't get it. He freely gave you Jesus. I don't know, I'm going to make it through the rest of this week. No, you don't get it. He freely gave you Jesus. Well, I don't feel like God's going to deliver me. Well, if he'll crucify his own son, why wouldn't he deliver you? Huh? See, this is what Paul's revelation was. The Apostle Paul, he clicked in on this. This was right out of Paul's heart. He saw this. He freely gave us Jesus. Paul is saying, if he freely gave us Jesus, will he not also by him freely give unto us all things? If he ain't withholding Jesus, why would he withhold anything else? Why do we think God's withholding from us? Paul said, you're thinking the wrong way. You got this thing messed up in your head. God ain't holding out on you. In other words, everything I need in my life, God the Father will release to me. It's mine. It's yours. Peter, after the cross, had this revelation. He said, everything that pertains to a life of godliness has been granted to us through the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So the more that I know about Jesus, the more that I understand about Jesus, the more that I have a revelation on Jesus, the more I realize that he gave me everything.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a minute, but first I want to take the opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship services are 9 and 11 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church And there's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's children's church, youth group, senior meetings, there's something for everyone. If you are new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for everyone.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. Feel my company.
He's given me everything. Woo! Everything I need to live godly, He's given to me. Everything I need for my life, He's given to me. Everything I need for my future, He's given to me. Everything I need for this day, He's given to me. It's mine. It's already there. He's provided it. He manifested it 2,000 years ago. It's laid up waiting on me to access it by faith. Hallelujah. See, we make the gospel so complicated sometimes. Here's the deal. If God said it, then that's it. He don't lie. If He said it, that's it. Why? Because He freely gave us Jesus. He gave Him to us. Huh? And I've got the rest of everything else I need for my life through Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Everything I need to run my house is in Jesus. Everything I need to fulfill my dream is in Jesus. Everything I need to have relationship with people is in Jesus. Everything I need to have victory today is in Jesus. Everything I need to walk in health and healing in my body, it's in Jesus. Everything I need to walk in love and forgiveness with people that have hurt me and abused me and betrayed me, it's in Jesus. Hallelujah. He has freely given me everything in Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, somebody shout this morning. He's a good God. So watch this. When I come to the place of prayer, watch this. If I never get to celebrate, if I never get to celebrate the answered prayer, the only thing that I got left in my life and the only thing that I can take joy in when I pray is in the discipline of prayer. I become a different kind of prayer person. Come on, hear me this morning. I have to find the joy in the discipline of prayer rather than in the answer to the prayer that I'm praying. I find joy in the fact that I prayed. I get joy just because I spent my 30 minutes and I did my thing. I was disciplined. I pressed in. And how many of you know if you begin to do that, then you begin to elevate your prayer to a place of form and style and discipline and big five-syllable words. Thus, Heavenly Father of God who reigns on high, you're the God of the mountains and the God of the valley. And you get joy of everybody going, wow, that guy can pray. I mean, that's what the Pharisees were doing. God, I thank you. I'm not like that filthy, low-down, dirty, rotten scoundrel, that I'm your chief priest. And I know how to speak the heavenly words. Come on now. Hallelujah. Listen to me this morning. I want you to get this. Listen to me closely. Christianity was never meant... I'm going to blow some of y'all out of the water this morning because if you come from a Baptist background, you might get offended. So listen closely. Buckle up. Christianity was never meant to be marked by its discipline. That's how every other religion works. You want to know how Islam works? Discipline. You know how a Buddhist monk doesn't talk sometimes for 30 years? Discipline. Christianity was meant to be marked by its passion. Somebody say passion. Now, don't get me wrong. There is discipline in Christianity. Sure, there's discipline. That's what the word disciple means. Jesus had 12 disciples. They followed him. But watch this. Listen to me. Any sense of discipline born out of an intense desire to be right, out of an intense desire to be obedient, out of an intense desire to just go to the form and the religiousness of it will always, always lead to legalism. Discipline in the kingdom of God has to be motivated by passion. The disciples were disciplined to follow Jesus, but their motivation was because they were passionate for Jesus. They had a passionate desire for Him. So anytime we have discipline without a passionate pursuit, you just got religion. You don't have Christianity. That's why it's called the Passion of the Christ. It wasn't called Jesus on the cross, the discipline of Jesus Christ. Was He obedient to the cross? Yes. Did He obey His Father's will? Yes. But He did it because He loved us. Come on, are you here this morning? See, the Bible teaches us that discipline is very profitable. You can go to leadership meetings in the executive world. You can learn how to run your business the right way. You can be disciplined. It has a measure of profitability to it when you buckle down and follow the rules. If you discipline yourself enough, you can make yourself very successful in life. We know that. There is a measure of profitability in discipline, but not when it comes to fulfilling your destiny or when it comes to fulfilling your purpose before God. Come on, help me somebody. There has to be something greater than just discipline of doing something. There has to be an intense desire, an intense pursuit, and a passion that fulfills the discipline. That's got to be the motivating factor. Listen. If I'm not passionate about answered prayer, then I won't maintain the discipline of prayer. I'll quit. I'll give up. Because sooner or later, my own power will run out. If I'm not praying to God every morning because I'm passionate for God every morning, and I'm just praying because I think it's the right thing to do, I'll quit praying. Come on, somebody. Does anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? How many of you ever started out one year and you said, this year I'm going to pray and I'm going to have devotions every day for 30 minutes. I'm making a New Year's resolution. I'm going to pray 30 minutes every day before I get out the door. If it kills me to do it, I'm going to do it. And it did. Come on, why? Because anything that you do out of joy of celebrating out of the discipline and not out of the joy of the breakthrough or out of the joy of the answered prayer, you will eventually lose your motivation to do it. And you'll quit praying. So God's got to come along and He has to teach us that I want you to stop praying and petitioning me for what you already have. Stop asking me for what you got. Come on, help me somebody. You need to get in the position of faith and begin to thank me for what you got. Begin to celebrate me for who I am. Begin to praise me for what I've done. Begin to glorify me for the way I've showed up in your life, and the miracles of your life are beginning to manifest. Come on, amen. Lord, I don't ask you to be with me today. Lord, I thank you that you're with me today. Lord, I thank you that I'm blessed and not cursed. I thank you that my house is blessed. I thank you that my job is blessed. I thank you that I have everything that I need before I even know that I need it. Lord, I glorify you and praise you right now because I know that you're greater in me than he that's in the world. Lord, I glorify you, God, in my life, and I declare the marvelous works of heaven be made manifest in everything that I do. Hallelujah. Lord, I want to thank you that my body is healthy, that I walk in health, that the glory of God reigns down in me, that no sickness can come nigh my dwelling, that cancer can't have its place in me, that sickness can't have its way over me. Your word says, by your stripes I am healed, and I declare the health and healing of the Lord today in my life, and I thank you for it, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I got to thank him.
Oh, praise him.
Thank you for joining us today for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I hope you tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981.
To pay by phone or make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. I'm your host, Ed Day, and I'll see you next time on The Revealing Truth. For Christ our King.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Meyers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Hey, it's Pastor Jason from The Revealing Truth. Kim and I would like to extend an invitation to you to come out and spend some time with us on Sunday morning. Our service times are at 9 a.m. or 11 a.m. You know, we're having an explosive time in the ministry. God is performing miracles in our midst. Today, we're living in a time and a generation where 6 out of every 10 people do not attend church regularly. It's really something that we never really thought would happen in our country today. So many people have fallen away from the things of God. But I can tell you this, there's never been a more important time in history than there is now to get connected to church. Our church is a growing church, and we're looking for a few good people to come in and join us. We have a big vision, we have big dreams, and we know it's going to take a lot of people to implement what God wants to do here on the Treasure Coast. If you've been searching for a good place where there's good word, where people know how to worship Jesus and enter into His presence, if you've been searching for a place that flows in the supernatural and miracles are taking place, then Truth Church may be the place for you. I want to invite you right now, if you've been going from church to church or you haven't found the right place, come visit with us. Come be our guest on a Sunday morning and take part in what God is doing here at Truth Church. We're a very loving church, and we're a family church. And we're expecting God to do great things in the lives of those that will partner with us to change the Treasure Coast of Florida. I hope I will see you there this Sunday. Please call our church office line at any time if you need prayer for anything. The number for the church is 772-461-8555.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.